Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies, with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Incredible, folks. When even CNN admits the Democrats are breaking the law to keep counting votes in Pennsylvania, and they do it anyway. This is unbelievable. In Pennsylvania, all the other counties have stopped counting votes, except for about half a dozen runaway counties or parts of counties where Democrat officials have just decided they'll just keep counting votes. The votes they're counting are provisional ballots. They are clearly illegal to count under state law. And if there were any doubt about that, the Democrat-controlled Supreme Court of Pennsylvania has also ruled they're illegal to count under state law. And so you have this crazy situation where Democrat officials, including county commissioner, one county commissioner just admits right there live, hey, we're breaking the law. We don't care.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country. And people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
Folks, it's so blatant, and the Democrats want it blatant for a reason. I'll tell you what that is in a minute, that even CNN senior reporter Andy Kaczynski tweets, quote, Democrats in Pennsylvania are openly defying court rulings from the state Supreme Court to benefit Bob Casey. The idea is to steal the Senate seat for Bob Casey or see how close they can get to stealing it by illegally and openly counting votes. Why are they doing this? This is a dry run for 2026 and 2028, but it's been going on for years. It actually started in Broward County in 2018. I don't know if you remember that, but in Broward County, as in the rest of Florida, voting must end by 7 p.m. the day after the election. Well, they threw the Republican poll monitors out, but not the Democrats, sent sheriffs to haul them out. And then they just kept counting for days as the Democrat vote totals went higher and higher and higher, and Republicans saw their margins, their win margins, especially in the Senate race and the governor race, begin to decline. It got so outrageous after a while that unmarked cars were pulling up with boxes of ballots that they were dropping off after the legal drop-off date. Why do this? There's obviously a reason, because they did it again in Fulton County. This time, just a few weeks ago, during early voting, every other county in Georgia closed except four heavily Democrat counties who announced, hey, you know what? Yeah, early voting's ended, but you know what? That's okay. Just go ahead and keep bringing your votes by all weekend. Sure, it violates the law, but really, who cares? I mean, who's going to stop us? That was a test, too, and it happened just a few weeks ago. My husband and I were anxiously watching the state vote total website, and as best as we can figure, they managed to jam in 11,000 votes across those four Democrat counties. Thank God Trump won by a big enough landslide that he was able to overcome it, or we'd be in legal hell right now, maybe on our way to a civil war in this country. But what just happened there in Georgia is the same thing you're watching in Pennsylvania right now. The Democrats are testing us. They know that in Fulton County and in Georgia, where they were legally counting, and I was absolutely torn up about this going into the election. I was terrified. They know that the Republicans will abide by the law and they'll file a lawsuit to try to stop the overt law breaking. And what they are testing to see, and Governor Kemp failed here, okay, because the state GOP was begging him, send in the highway patrol, send in state authorities, shut down these polling places, shut down these Democrat boards of elections. Everybody else has gone home. They've shut down. Nobody else is counting. Kemp failed. He didn't send anyone, and they're still litigating. Democrats knew it would go that way because it's the same thing that happened in Broward County. They intend to keep counting until state authorities physically shut them down. Why? Because they know more than likely if they can get the votes formally counted, even if it violates the law, the judges are hesitant to throw votes out after the fact. The scheme works even better if those illegal votes are absentee ballots and, you know, you chuck the envelope, you have, you know, just the vote, you toss it on the pile. Where'd it go? Who knows? Who was it for? Well, we can't match the vote to the specific ballot. And so then judges become hesitant to throw it out. So this is another test. Republicans have gone on these cable TV stations and been baffled. I mean, because Casey is far enough behind that there's pretty much no way, at least given the current vote totals of illegal votes, that he's going to catch up. And I would say, wait, nope, this will go exactly like Broward County. First, they established the right. And I put the word right in air quotes to count illegal votes. Then in phase two, they find more illegal votes. 10,000 here, 6,000 there, 600 over here. Oops, did we miss them? Yes, we did. They were in a closet the whole time. That's what they did in Broward. Again, Democrats are counting on the fact that Republicans will file suit but won't physically stop them from breaking the law. This is a test. And by the way, folks, this is what the Democrats had planned. Had they gotten close enough to Trump in this election, had there not been a landslide to protect him, we'd still be counting in all these places. They would be openly defying and breaking the law as they did in Fulton a few weeks ago and as they did in Broward in 2018. This is the new way forward. It's radical. It's illegal. And they're just simply steamrolling us. The only answer is that Republican governors, Republican attorneys general, anybody who's Republican in these jurisdictions, if there is somebody, and in the case of Georgia, there was, and shame on Kemp, needs to go in and physically shut down the counting with force. This is the only way to stop them. And what we need to do as Republicans, Florida is a good example of this. And what we need to do as Republicans is pass laws, especially in Georgia, too, to clearly give authorities the legal ability to shut down illegal voting. Simply put, they're waiting to see if we'll stop them at all. And if we do not physically stop them and shut the doors, they'll just keep going. And folks, they may not win the KC seat here. They may not keep that Senate seat or manage to steal it, but they're setting legal precedent. This is the norm. And you can cite the norm, even if the norm breaks the law, in other court cases to allow them to do this in other places. Meanwhile, folks, the top trending thing right now on Newsweek is Joe Biden giving that speech. He's at the Amazon, like literally standing in front of the rainforest, and he's supposed to exit stage right. Instead, he turns and wanders off into the forest. That's not unusual for Joe Biden. He's totally demented and completely out of it. But the reason it's getting so much attention in this particular case, even though there are so many others, is that at the moment, this is the same guy, the one who wanders lost into the rainforest and has to be re-guided back out of the rainforest. This is the same guy who is currently in the process of launching World War III. Biden's testing a proposition. Hey, if we launch missiles into Russia, will they fire back with nukes? Will they fire back at us with missiles? Don't know. Let's figure it out. This is the craziest thing anybody has done since the Cold War. In fact, nobody did anything this dumb in the Cold War. And what's so incredible is all those years they spent telling us, starting in, 2016, that Donald Trump was crazy and would get us into a nuclear war. Well, Donald Trump is the only thing keeping us from being in a nuclear war right now. I mean, fall down on your knees and thank God that the Democrats didn't win, or they would right now be launching missiles into Russia to see what happens, and there'd be no way to stop them. Yet, incredibly, the same Democrat Party, remember Nancy Pelosi advocating to take the nuclear codes away from Trump because he was too crazy? The same Democrat Party that told us just months ago that Biden couldn't be their nominee because he's too demented, old, and senile to handle it has complete confidence in his ability to prosecute potentially World War III as he wanders into the rainforest. Nobody's saying, hey, dude, stop. Wait, we got a runaway demented lunatic who has just decided to launch missiles into Russia to see what happens. And the goal, of course, is World War III. Get a war going. Provoke Russia into a response that ties Trump's hands so he can't do a peace deal with Russia and end the fighting there that's been so profitable for the swamp. So far, Putin hasn't responded, but in all fairness, Biden and NATO haven't launched a missile yet into Russia either. But Putin's warned in the past, this is the red line that will provoke him to respond. Here's why. See, Biden didn't just give missiles to Ukraine. These are missiles that can't be launched without the help of missile systems, satellites, targeting software. In other words, if one of these goes flying, it might be a Ukrainian finger that mashed the button, but none of the other functions required to target Russia could be done without the US or the UK. Here's how Putin described the situation and why he considers it correctly, I think, an act of war by Washington. Quote, flight assignments for these missile systems can, in fact, only be entered by military personnel from NATO countries. He means the U.S. and the U.K. Ukrainian servicemen cannot do this, and therefore it is not a question of allowing the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not. It is a question of making a decision whether NATO countries directly participate in the military conflict or not. So this is literally NATO launching missiles at Russia. This is incredibly dangerous. With the Democrats in the media telling us with a straight face that a man too demented to be their nominee this time is perfectly fine to prosecute World War III. Yeah, it'd be cool. And you know what's interesting? We're the Republicans. No, we're the Republicans on the Hill. Is anyone to say, well, hold on. The demented guy is lobbing missiles at Russia? There's total silence. Why? Because their campaigns are all funded by these military contractors who desperately want a war. Folks, they don't have a war. The Iraq war is over. That was very profitable. The Afghan war is over. All of these contractors, munitions makers, they need a war. And I can tell you exactly what happened here. Absolute abject panic broke out last week because remember how Trump promised he would end the war in Ukraine before he took office? I don't know if he's going to make that deadline, but he's going to get pretty close if he keeps going the way that he is. He and Putin are openly negotiating in the media. And if you watch it, it really is something to behold. Putin actually started with a shockingly generous offer. He said, you know, now that we think about it, the U.S. dollar, we like the U.S. dollar. Maybe we want to trade in the U.S. dollar again. I mean, maybe we want to stop attacking the U.S. dollar. Wow. What an offer. He says it very casually. That's how these things are done. Then Trump leaks his side of the deal. that, you know, if Russia would agree to no NATO membership for Ukraine for 20 years, because the second Ukraine is inducted into NATO, it's World War III. So no NATO membership for Ukraine for 20 years. Oh, and a buffer zone. Yeah, and NATO will enforce the buffer zone, but no U.S. troops. Yeah, we'll have a buffer zone that used to be Ukraine, but now separates Russia from the lunatics in NATO so they can feel safe. What is Trump offering there? Well, as the New York Times reported, there's half a dozen CIA bases built right up against Russia's border. So Trump's essentially saying, look, we're going to pull the crazy CIA out of there. We're not going to, you know, put bioweapons labs on your border anymore. We're not going to menace you. So you'll have this internationally agreed upon buffer zone. You'll feel safe. And guess what? You turn over what you haven't conquered in Ukraine back to Ukraine. Maybe Trump even gets some territorial concessions out of the Russians so they return some of what they've conquered in Ukraine. It's a good deal. And Putin has said he's very confident Trump will be able to negotiate.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Peace. This terrifies the swamp. They'll have nowhere to launder hundreds of billions of dollars printed money through to start with. But the now enraged military contractors who fund all their campaigns are absolutely furious. This is their last chance to get into World War III. And folks, remember, I want you to understand the bullets we dodged here. And I don't mean just like literal bullets by Trump's head. Never forget, two of those three bullets went through Trump's ear. A third missed him by inches. We would be well on our way to World War III right now if those bullets had struck. Because remember, J.D. Vance had not been picked as the vice president then. We probably would have lost this election in a squabble between DeSantis and Nikki Haley that turned nasty and divided the party. I mean, truly, how long have I been telling you they plan World War III? For 2025. We know that, by the way, because the German military's plans via NATO for World War III leaked from their military, including what were supposed to be German and NATO troop movements month by month by month. We actually know where they intended to be inside Ukraine and that they intended to have U.S. troops on the ground fighting Russia. It's an absolute horror show. Remember when the Slovakian prime minister, Slovakia is a member of NATO, came out and said, listen, I'm at these meetings. They are openly discussing World War III going on with Russia in 2025. It is scheduled for after the election. And you remember what happened after that? Because we covered extensively in the Battleground America podcast. The U.S. denied it. The U.K. denied it. But Macron of France did not deny it and actually doubled down and said, hey, you know what? We need to have this war and I'm going to send 25,000 French troops ahead of it to get ready. Well, Putin came out and explained to the idiot, look, you can send your troops into Ukraine, but we're not going to treat them like blue helmets. We're going to target them as our first priority for death. Well, Macron quickly backed down, figures, well, we'll just get America to send their troops in instead. Folks, I'm telling you, World War III was absolutely scheduled for 2025. We have dodged a bullet, assassin's bullets, and the kind of bullets that destroy the world. Now, we have to hope that Vladimir Putin, who is proven smarter than the swamp, will, even if he gets hit with one of these missiles, even if they take a large loss of life, will be able to override the oligarchs in his country, constantly pushing him to war, and hang on long enough for Trump to be inaugurated and avoid World War III. Folks, this is an incredible situation. It's like it's not even happening. I mean, all these rhino neocons up there just pretend like it's just another day. Democrats pretending like it's perfectly normal to let your dementia patient president prosecute World War III. What could go wrong? Meanwhile, breaking news as I'm recording this podcast, this, folks, this is going to be shock and awe like we've never seen. That's what Tom Homan, Trump's border czar, said over the weekend, the first day of Trump's administration. You know, he's talking about in terms of deportation is going to be shock and awe, and this guarantees it will be. This just broke. Headline, Trump confirms plans to use the military to deport illegal immigrants after declaring national emergency. So if he declares a national emergency, he will be able to unleash the military on U.S. soil to deport these illegals. Okay, I think that's fantastic. And it's going to look unlike anything that we have seen in the modern era in America. But wait, and I'm all for doing that, don't get me wrong. But you know where we need to start? See, I don't know if you saw that picture this weekend of Elon Musk, Donald Trump, RFK, and Mike Johnson on Trump's plane. Yeah, Mike Johnson's the Speaker of the House, and I don't know if Trump knows this, but the fastest way to get rid of the illegals is not to use the military, but to first cut off the funding that sustains them here. Over half of illegal immigrant adults in America, over half, according to a Center for Immigration Studies study this past summer, don't have a job. And that's because there simply aren't enough jobs for them. I mean, look at the jobs report last month. We created only 12,000 jobs. That's it. So how are these illegals paying their bills? Well, we found one of the major tranches of money that Speaker Mike Johnson and the Democrats have been hiding. It's that $1 billion that came out of FEMA, bypassed the people of Western North Carolina, and is given to illegal immigrants for their housing needs, their food needs. Folks, the voucher program in New York alone, and New York is not the only place they have it, was providing $18,000 on debit cards just for food a year for a family of four illegals. And that's the program that Eric Adams said he was cutting off. Where'd that money come from? That's the FEMA money. It's being given in grants of tens of millions of dollars. So folks, if you want these illegals to leave, the best thing Trump could do is tap Mike Johnson on the shoulder and tell him, we're not funding their gravy train anymore. We're going to stop that funding. Folks, remember the more than $20 billion that we documented that moved through the State Department and to the UN and then was distributed to agencies to pay for these illegals' trips up through South and Central America, and ultimately to get them to South and Central America. This is why these illegals show up now. They've got brand new clothes on. They're well fed. They've got cell phones. Yeah, because they're given debit cards with your money on it down there in Central and South America. We documented that exhaustively. So, folks, the reason they're able to come here and to stay here is because you pay them to. So I'm all for unleashing the military, but that's really honestly more for like the criminals And the cartel members who have a means of support here and just don't want to go because it's so profitable. The best way to do this is to get illegals to self-deport by getting Mike Johnson and the Democrats to cut the money off. And folks, I got a lot of questions about Mike Johnson. He, the speaker, Trump has backed him. He's going to keep him. Folks, I don't know if you remember this, but the Republicans tried to get rid of Mike Johnson after he stabbed them in the back and kept passing Nancy Pelosi's budget and spending plans and priorities again. And remember, they tried to remove him. Do you know why Mike Johnson's still the speaker? Do you remember this? Because a majority of Democrats voted to keep him. Why? Because he was funding the invasion, both the part where they move him up through South and Central America, get him here, but also the part where we pay their bills once they get here because there aren't enough jobs for them. So we had to pay them to just sit around and wait to vote Democrat. They're basically being paid to sit around and wait for amnesty. So not a criticism of the Trump folks. Absolutely want to see the military unleashed. And these visuals, folks, will be a warning sign to illegals not to come here. But a bigger warning sign is, hey, this country is only creating 12,000 jobs a month. And Mike Johnson just told the Democrats to pound sand and cut off your gravy train. It's almost a waste of time to send the military out till you cut the gravy train off. But I don't know if Trump's figured out the gravy train is coming from Mike Johnson, or that the reason the Democrats protected Mike Johnson last year is because he protected the gravy train. And I wonder this too. Mike Johnson absolutely stabbed Republicans in the back. Remember, the only reason they elected him speaker was he promised them that they could have 12 separate appropriations bills. You have to pass those bills separately to go in and make cuts, right? The only other option is just to keep passing Nancy Pelosi's budget in the form of what's called a CR. That's a continuing resolution, right? When you pass a CR, you can't go in and cut out stuff you don't like. So that preserves the illegal immigrant funding money, which is really all that matters to the Democrats, right? It's the voter drive. So Mike Johnson stabbed the Republicans in the back. First, he said, well, we'll get to the individual bills later so you can make cuts. And then he completely blocked them and let the Democrats keep passing essentially Nancy Pelosi's spending plans in the form of CRs. And that's why the Democrats ultimately saved his speakership from the Republicans who tried to terminate him. So here's the question. When push comes to shove, and it will fast, Mike Johnson is an incredibly, incredibly weak man and a total weasel, by the way. And he will bow to whoever has the strongest personality, it seems. Will that be the Democrats or Trump? Will he stab Trump in the back to help the Democrats again, or will he stab the Democrats in the back to help Trump? See, this is a very important question because, again, there's no point in unleashing the military on our soil to get rid of these illegals if you're still paying their hotel bills, their gas bills, their food bills to keep them here. You cut that money off, they'll go home. But that would require Speaker Mike Johnson to decide which side he's on, the Democrats or the Republicans. He can take all the photo ops he wants with Trump, but it's going to hit the fan around budget time. Finally, quick couple of notes from the weekend. If you're watching the media at all, it sounds pretty dire what they're reporting about both Matt Gaetz and now Pete Hegseth. Let me take Matt Gaetz first. Really good article to read, and I'll attach it to the podcast, is Molly Hemingway's at The Federalist, because she points out, look, the Department of Justice was investigating Matt Gaetz for raping underage girls, and they never ultimately filed charges against him because, as the Washington Post reported, the two women who accused Matt Gaetz weren't credible. The accusation actually comes from a Florida politician who made a very similar accusation against another politician. That's where the origin is. And that guy is currently in prison. So what you're going to see is the Republicans in the Senate hold a trial for Matt Gaetz to embarrass him. And they're going to call out those two women. And they're going to probably claim under the lights that, you know, Matt Gaetz raped me. And, you know, maybe he did. I don't know. But even this crooked Department of Justice didn't find them credible enough to bring charges against Matt Gaetz. And the women accusing Matt Gaetz in the congressional report that so far Mike Johnson is refusing to release, we'll see if he knuckles under. I don't see Mike. Mike has no backbone. I don't see him lasting more than a week. He'll release the thing. I just think he's just too much of a squish. But anyway, those same two women are the two women that the Department of Justice ultimately decided not to charge Gates because they weren't credible. So a lot of questions here. Pete Hegseth, meanwhile, what a mess. He's supposed to be our defense secretary. Here's what happened. Over the weekend, late weekend, it broke that he had paid off a woman who was accusing him of rape. This rape allegedly happened in 2017, and the details are really messy. He was in the middle of his divorce from his second wife because he had knocked up a producer at Fox, who then became his third wife. So he cheated on his third wife by having sex with this woman who says that he raped her. Okay, she went to local authorities, to the police. They didn't find it credible enough to charge him. So that's really important here. The problem, though, is that he paid her off. He made a payout to her because he didn't want Fox News to find out about it because he didn't want to lose his weekend hosting gig. So when you pay off somebody, it, guess what, makes you look guilty. Hegseth's going to have to deal with that. And folks, I imagine the Republicans will haul in this woman as well. So for Trump, if he's truly committed to these two choices, they're going to be extremely politically costly choices. And here's the other problem that he faces. If you're going to clean out the military of these just woke gangsters running it, and we really need to do that. And if you're going to clean out the DOJ of the same woke gangsters who are running it, you need somebody credible with moral authority. And that's going to be tough with Gates and Hegseth. It doesn't matter what the truth is. It's what the narrative is. But Trump seems pretty set on it. And I kind of get that in a way, because he's been so betrayed by people who have the right resumes that this may be all he trusts. I don't blame him for that. But it's going to get really interesting, because Mitch McConnell, this tweet came out also and then was deleted over the weekend. Mitch McConnell, the former head of the Senate, has vowed, he was in a closed door meeting, or so he thought, has vowed to block Trump's nominees to hold up the Trump administration for as long as possible, because he's just a hate monger and, quite frankly, not even really a Republican. So, folks, it's going to be a wild ride. If we dodge World War III, it's still going to be insane. Can't wait to cover it.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season two arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.